This is Ozarks at Large. Fort Smith is in the middle of constructing a comprehensive plan for the city's future. The project Future Fort Smith began last year with seminars, workshops, and public forums. Up next, an open house Monday from 3 until 7 at the Riverfront Events Building in downtown Fort Smith. Wally Bailey is the Director of Development Services, which oversees planning and zoning in Fort Smith.
There will be several stations as you walk through that identify the history of the project, of the comprehensive plan, and the input that we have received so far. We started working, gathering public input in April of last year, and here we are a year later with much of that information through the open houses that we've had before, the community forums we've had before, the different things, all the input from the website. That information has been synthesized down into this information that will be at the open house in these six stations. And at the last station, it's been boiled down even further into here are some preferred development futures for the city of Fort Smith. Which one do you like? And so we'll ask the citizens some of the citizens have already been through perhaps the first three or four or five stations, and they can just go straight to the voting and tell us, yeah, this matches my input says. Or they can, gather the background information before they vote, and they can give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down, or tell us what they like or what they don't like about each of these possible scenarios. And from that, all that information of what they like and what they don't like and the thumbs up and the thumbs down, we're going to put all that information together and then come up with a preferred scenario for the future of Fort Smith.
The first word, of course, in this is future. Future can mean different things to different people. What sort of long-range planning, what sort of time frame is on what is coming out of this process?
Well, comprehensive plans are typically 20-year documents, plus or minus a little bit, but they're typically a 20-year plan. Sometimes things change and you have to update them quicker or sometimes you just have to just say, yeah, we're on the same track after 20 years. But typically it's 20 years, but it doesn't mean we start at year 20. It means we start immediately. When the plan is completed, with the help of the citizens and the Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee and all the input we have, when that's completed, there will be an implementation plan, and there will be goals and objectives and deadlines for obtaining and achieving certain things. And there are some things that may just be cultural changes within the organization, where it's just this is the way we're now going to do business from this point forward. So it could be something as simple as that, or it could be something as simple as certain projects.
Second largest city in Arkansas, there are tens of thousands of potential opinions. I imagine most cities, when they look at a 20-year plan, they want as many of those opinions or eyeballs that are citizens involved. How do you try to get that buy-in from the people who live in Fort Smith?
Well, we try, through this process, this has been a very open and transparent process, getting that information. We've had the open house, we kicked it off with an open house. We've had community forums where citizens were invited to come and participate. We've even offered, and we have done, several what we call meetings in a box, where we've actually taken these community forums and other meetings to certain special groups. It could be a Sunday school class or just a group of acquaintances or a civic club, whatever it might be, that wanted to sit and give us their input. We've also have a website called futurefortsmith.com, and that's the URL for it, and we've obtained information through that means. We've had another online virtual city hall or process called the Mind Mixer. It's put together for us. We've tried to do a lot of outreach to try to get as much public input as possible. In addition to that, we have a comprehensive plan steering committee that has 27 members, and those members are in the community, and people can talk to them. And we have their names and addresses on the website, and they can talk and communicate with them and give them the thoughts and ideas as well.
Wally Bailey is the Director of Development Services for the City of Fort Smith. The next Future Fort Smith open house is Monday from 3 until 7 at the Riverfront Event Center in downtown Fort Smith. Also thinking about the future, Bob and Linda McMath. Bob is the Dean of the Honors College at the University of Arkansas, and the couple this morning announced they were making a $100,000 commitment to help support the PATH program, a new initiative to help prepare students from underrepresented populations attend the University of Arkansas.
Inspiration for creating this particular scholarship was the plan that one of our staff members, Mary Beth Lyons, came up with a program, a kind of a bridge program that would help students come to the University of Arkansas who might not have thought about it before, might not have met the qualifications. And so this will be a scholarship that will be open to students from underrepresented groups who are part of this program. And it just looked like exactly the thing that we were hoping to accomplish.
And how will this work? I know there's a matching element to it, correct?
There is a matching element. We are putting in $50,000 right now over the next 3 years. And students, alumni, faculty members, whoever would like to join us in this can contribute any amount. And if it's matched over the next 3 years, then the scholarship will be at a $100,000 level. We do have a separate commitment for an estate gift of an additional $50,000.
How will the scholarship be identified? How will you work with schools throughout the state?
The Honors College will work with schools throughout the state to identify students for the PATH program, that is, getting involved in this program as high school students to prepare for college. The Honors College leadership will select people from among that group to receive the scholarship. Of course, I will not be involved in making that selection, but students who have been part of the PATH program will be eligible for it. And we hope there'll be other scholarships like this that will be created down the road.
Obviously, it's not difficult to understand the benefit for the students who will receive the help going to a school. What can be the benefit for a university campus for having more underrepresented students on campus?
Well, I think just the idea that it benefits all of us if we have a diverse population of students and faculty and staff. Everybody brings different skills, different experiences, different points of view to the campus, and so it's just part of the overall overall program of the university to make our campus as diverse as possible. I would say also, as a public university, a land-grant university, we have an obligation to try to make university experience available to anybody in the state who's willing to take the challenge.
Bob McMath is the Dean of the Honors College at the University of Arkansas. Bob and his wife, Linda, announced earlier this week their commitment to the scholarships for underrepresented populations on the University of Arkansas campus.